for Group A step today. So in 2016, the Cook County Department of Public Health has been working, following up on a Group A strep outbreak in a long-term care facility. In a quick succession, 6 cases of invasive Group A strep were reported by different hospitals in the area. As you can see in light blue, all cases had history of admission to the long-term care facility in question. Long-term care facility A has a license for 180 beds organized in 5 functional units. Initially, cases were coming from all over the facility, but eventually we learned that all cases had been admitted to Unit 400 for at least a few days during their admission. Available isolates were sent to CDC for EMM typing and were confirmed as 89.0. A carrier survey was conducted, but no additional cases were identified. Although three healthcare providers were found colonized, their EMM type was different from the outbreak strain and different from each other. The 400 unit happened to be the wound care unit. So at this point, we knew that all cases had wounds. And we decided to visit the facility to evaluate the infection control practices. These are the type of wounds we're talking about. Actually, this is one of the small and cleaner ones. During the observation, we learned that the facility offered VAC. This is actually the application of negative pressure in the wound environment with a sealed dressing that is connected to a vacuum pump. These dressings are changed 2 to 3 times per week. Also, the facility offers muscle stimulation therapy. This therapy is mostly used when other conventional methods have failed and is provided by ultraviolet light, ultrasound combos, and some other devices. During our visit, we also learned that there were several other infection control lapses, including reduced hand washing compliance in staff members, absence of biohazard bags, and absence of alcohol-based hand sanitizer dispensers. At the same time, a 7th case was reported by another hospital in the area. At this time, we decided to repeat the testing. This time, specimens were collected only from wounds. 4 additional cases of asymptomatic carriers were identified at the facility, and the last cases initially tested negative during the screening, but eventually end up having an infection, adding up to a total of 15 cases. That happened between February and April 2016. To assess the risk of acquiring infection at Facility A, we did a case control study, including 15 cases and 21 controls. The controls were patients from the same facility with a negative surveillance culturing wound who did not have infection at a later time. Characteristics of cases and controls were very similar, except for the number of days at facility. Cases have been at the facility for a median of 24 days during the month prior to the specimen collection. On the other hand, the controls had been at the facility for only a median of 7 days. This difference was statistically significant. Also, we found out that receiving wound care therapy and VAC was significantly associated with case status. We also decided to go ahead and collect specimens for the environment. Specimens were collected from surfaces and ready-to-use equipment and devices. We noticed that protocols for use, cleaning, and disinfection of these devices were either not available, were insufficient, or not enforced at the facility. Multiple microorganisms were identified during the environmental testing, including staph aureus, group A strep, mold, gram-positive rods, everything popped up in at least 6 specimens of the 10 collected. So basically, the facility had to build up an infection control program. All those devices were removed from service and were replaced for new ones. Policies for cleaning and disinfection of wound care devices had been revised and improved. Devoted devices for non-carriers and cases, and the most important point, an EPIC certified nurse has been contracted. During the active surveillance period, no more cases were identified, and even now, after a year, we do not have more cases in this facility. But let's see what's going on. But the importance of this investigation pointed out to facilities that provide wound care services that should consider the possibility of transmission of group A strep and should consider to have policies for cleaning and disinfection of those devices in accordance to public health and manufacturer recommendations. Thank you.